Google will go from making cell phone operating systems to cell phones.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Our special coverage on the economic turmoil continues now with perhaps a hopeful sign that this week won't be as wild as the last, at least on Wall Street. Just like the people who use its product, Google's been doing a search of its own, looking for a way to expand its reach into the cell phone world. Today, it said it will buy handset maker Motorola Mobility for $12.5 billion. And Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe is with us now to talk about this big deal between Google and Motorola. He's live with us. Good morning, John.
Hey, Steve.
Why is Google doing this?
It's all about patents. You have a space where a lot of products from a lot of companies are very similar. Think about smartphones and tablets. They look alike. And so that space is very competitive. And all these companies are either suing each other or thinking about suing each other. And they're all trying to get a leg up on one another. Now, recently, Apple outbid Google for about 1,000 patents that Nortel was selling after going bankrupt. And Motorola had 17,000 patents.
Wow.
So just imagine how delicious that looked to Google. It's like in all these litigation wars, this is like having two or three more rows of pawns on the chessboard.
How does this affect me as a consumer playing chess, John?
Well, I don't think Google wants it to. In Google's mind, very little will change. It just has more muscle. It has more companies selling Android devices. And it's already said Motorola will function independently. Take that with however many grains of salt you wish. Some other handset makers have already come out this morning and said they support the deal because they want Google helping them out in any potential lawsuits. HTC and Samsung are already being sued by Apple, and I guess it feels better having Google muscle backing you up than patents owned by a competitor.
All right. Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe with us this morning talking about this big deal. John, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. The shares of telecoms are really on fire right now. Some say because they could be targets of buyouts to compete with Google's big shopping spree. Nokia's up 12%. Research in Motion, which is the maker of BlackBerry, well, they're up 5% right now, about 4.75%. The National Association of Home Builders said today builder sentiment, this month is flat. Stocks right now, the S&P is up about 1.5%. Same for the Dow, for the most part, up 143 points at 11,412. Well, in the past week, I've had to describe what the stock market was doing, all those ups and downs. I use the word whipsaw and roller coaster and volatility. But what exactly does volatility mean, and why does it matter? Here's Marketplace's Adrian Hill.
When we talk about volatility, we're talking about the ups and downs.
I like to consider the market kind of like being in a car.
Mark Sebastian is the head of Option Pit Mentoring and Consulting. He says calm markets are kind of like driving on a freshly paved freeway.
This past week has been like driving over the most pothole-filled, crumbly, horrible, rocky road that you could possibly drive over.
All that bouncing around, that's the volatility in the market. It's risk. Think of it like this.
Let's suppose I hired you for a job.
Charlie Whelan teaches at the University of Chicago.
And I said, look, would you prefer to be paid $50,000 next year for sure? Or would you like it that we'll flip a coin at the end of the year, and if it's heads, you get $100,000, and if it's tails, you get nothing?
He says both offers average out the same way.
But if you're someone with a mortgage and tuition payments, the fact that it may come up zero is going to be deeply unsettling.
Short-term traders love volatility because a moving price means there's money to be made buying and selling at the right time. But for the rest of us, the bumpy ride can make planning next to impossible. Whelan says volatility in the markets is caused, to a large extent, by all the things we just don't know.
There's just all kinds of fear and uncertainty. Nobody really knows where the economy is headed, so we tend to leap on and magnify the effect of either good news or bad news.
Italy's in trouble. Markets swoon. U.S. consumers bought more stuff. Markets jump. These are the potholes and rocks. To smooth the road out, Whelan says, we'll take figuring out what's going on with the global economy. But it's clarity that might take a while to find. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate four-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. Healthcare coverage is supported in part by the California Endowment, a health foundation dedicated to expanding access to healthcare for all Californians. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
A computer tablet for kids begins hitting stores across the country today. The Leap Pad, already sold out in pre-sale. The product is made by LeapFrog, a company that made a wildly successful interactive children's book more than a decade ago. And it's been looking for a follow-up blockbuster ever since. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Here's one reason parents may be interested in a tablet for their kids.
Most parents, I think, A, want their tablets back.
Sean McGowan is a toy analyst with Needham & Company.
B, they want the kids not to be playing with something that costs $500 and is made of glass. And C, they want something that's safer.
The Leap Pad doesn't connect to the internet. It does have a camera and will have 100 games and apps. And
it is $99.
Monica Brown is in charge of marketing for Leap Pad. It's the latest competitor in the kiddie tablet market. There's also the Kineo, more about education than games, and VTech's InnoTab, more about games than education. Richard Gottlieb is the CEO of Global Toy Experts.
I think it's part of the bigger tablet war. So I just think the toy industry is joining the fray.
And so are a lot of young users. In one video posted on YouTube, a 4- and 5-year-old test out the Leap Pad.
How do you do this?
The kids ask some variation on that question about every 15 seconds. I counted.
Drag your stylus across your pad.
I'm trying. How do you do this?
There's always going to be on any new device a bit of a ramp up on the particular user interface.
Parents, prepare yourselves. The Leap Pad is expected to be the hot toy for the holidays. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Our special coverage on the economic turmoil continues now at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
How do you make economic sense of things right now? A downturn or a slow recovery? A blip or a double dip? And who knows best anyway? Financial experts? Newsmakers? Somebody? Anybody? Next time on Marketplace, the breakdown, our economy, one step at a time. That's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.